The only movie theater in the Rainy Lake area is in danger of shutting its doors. The costs of repairing a water leak affecting the sprinkler system in the Cine 5 theaters in International Falls, Min. Could be more than the business can bear. Complications from the incident forced the movie theater to close temporarily this week. Mason Hanover, president and owner of Cine 5, said since the sprinkler system went down, they needed to put a fire watch into place. The fire marshal sent me a note on Monday morning, saying, "You're closed, you can't open. You got to fix some things," he said. Hanover said the theater is allowed to open on the contingency the water line for the sprinkler system will get fixed. "The other changes needed immediately in order to reopen are not a big deal," he said. "This includes improved exit lighting and some other electrical work. But the issue is the water line. I'm just expecting a ridiculous cost to fix it. The city is bringing in a company to find it and to minimize the digging. Chances are it's not even on my property," he said. "We have the electrician coming Monday morning to start getting things set. And I'm hoping to open next week." He said he is trying to book movies and operate as normal, but it could be short-lived. "When I find out what it's going to cost probably to repair the pipe, it just could be the end," he said. Hanover said this latest setback just another one for an industry that is in trouble. COVID has destroyed the theater industry, and that's what it's all about. "It's the dwindling attendance," he said. "I don't blame people. They don't want to come out because everything in life now has been politicized, so you have one person says this, pisses off that person and it just keeps going. So you have Hollywood alienating at least 50% of the country and they don't want to go supporting them and it's just a trickle effect of what happens." He said another problem with COVID was that he had to stay open during the pandemic. "I lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just being open and running because I had to and you know we tried and tried," he said. "But the Canadian border did not open up until April of last year. So I was cut off from a majority of our customers for 2 years so." He said due to their location, they are limited to how many people they can get. "I'm not a suburb of Minneapolis, I can't draw from far away." He also said the movie studios are making the situation more difficult for theater owners, giving examples of movies being shifted to streaming services so quickly. "The Menu, we just played that and it's already on HBO. We had Ticket to Paradise, and it was doing well. We turned around one weekend, it's on Amazon, you can buy it. The hard part is, it's the small business owners, it's the theaters that are run by individuals and not corporations, that are hurting," he said. "The U.S.-based movie chain, AMC, doesn't care if one theater loses money in one market because they've got investors and screens all across the country. I do not." When Cine 5 announced the situation on social media, many customers responded with posts of support. "I'm really touched, it's good. But it's tough, you know. This is a family business. My dad built it in 1977, he said. "I just wanted to tell them the truth. I mean, I'm not going to lie and sugarcoat stuff and you know. Life is tough right now. I don't want handouts or anything like that. Theater is where people go and people don't want to, they are scared, of being out in public. I understand that. I get it. We're just trying to provide an escape for people to get out and spend 2 hours of their day and forget about everything. That's what it's supposed to be about."